League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Does Friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint-flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste. Brush away plaque, show tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten. Hello's thoughtful and flavor-forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty-free, never tested on animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
Think about fucking a pumpkin. I'm in. Jack-o'-lantern, jack my cock.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
All right, guys, I got a big announcement. I think I'm officially I'm a no case guy. I'm a no case guy.
Whoa.
That's when I think taking the case off your phone is like putting your 2 weeks in at work. You're like, at this point, I don't really give a fuck what happens.
2 weeks is hilarious.
Yeah.
You give 2 weeks and you say, hey, I'm gonna quit in 2 weeks. So then what are you gonna do in these 2 weeks? You're gonna act a fool. You're gonna fuck the janitor in the back room closet. During office
and
hours.
And you work at home. You are the janitor.
Damn.
Can you put, wait, how does that work? In
what?
The modern 2021 pandemic world.
Got it.
You put your 2 weeks in, but you already work at home. Are you just jerking off more? Are you jerking off with the Zoom screen on?
Can you jerk off more? I don't think it's possible. If you're working from home, hence us, is there even any more room to jerk off at that point? Yeah, but if you give your 2 weeks in over Zoom, you got to give it over Zoom or over email?
I think it needs to be written. I think you got to give it over
What's
email.
What's a Xerox? That was like when motherfuckers would DM people shit over a printer.
Yeah, it's like a, is it a fax machine?
No, it's, no. Xerox is like you have a piece of paper that says some shit on it.
Yeah.
And you make a copy of the thing that says some shit on it and you hand it out like a bulletin. A bulletin?
Everything.
Everything stupid. Read it. A bulletin. Motherfuckers used to take pieces of paper, roll them up, and put them underneath your door. Hey, I have a car wash. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, also, kids would throw newspapers at houses at 5 a.m. These kids wanted to go to school. They're sleeping in first period. They're like, hey, Timmy, why are you so tired? It's like, labor. I was working my ass off all day.
Paper cuts. All paper cuts.
I feel like I'm not coordinated enough. I would fall after the first house. I would lose balance and eat shit.
Yeah, 100%. You ever think of kids like a future quarterback, like D1 was a paper boy? Motherfucker would just write through the goddamn doggy door.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point. If you had to put in your 2 weeks right now, what are you saying?
Who am I talking to?
Me? I don't know. 2 weeks on a podcast is funny. It's
that
actually
is funny.
Sad. That's sad. Guys, these are my last two episodes here. No, don't.
I'd fucking start crying.
Have you ever had to put in your 2 weeks? One time I did at my old job, but I gave him 5 weeks notice.
But the whole thing of giving notice is like essentially you're letting your boss know for these next 2 weeks, I'm not going to do dick fuck because I'm not working here anymore.
But did you ever have to train somebody who was taking your job?
No, I never worked in any part of corporate at all. I either worked at like fucking Red Lobster or I yelled about feet on stage. There was no like, I never worked in corporate.
Okay.
I've had to do it before. And one time I had to train someone to take my job. And
always weird.
Yeah, it was weird. And then apparently they did so bad at the job that then the job tried to get me back to do the job.
They get you back just to fire you?
Right. They just needed to do it again. But
did you leave or they were firing you?
No, I left.
Okay, that's better. Because that's horrendous. If they're like, we need you to... Can it work reverse? Can the boss give you 2 weeks? You got 2 weeks left. That's fucked.
I think so.
Really?
Just to keep you on your toes. What does that mean? Keep you on your toes?
I don't know.
Keep you on your feet.
Tiptoes.
I would like to read this message that I got. I don't often get horny DMs because of having a girlfriend. But every once in a while, you know, somebody comes across a video maybe. And these people are, you know, they go, I haven't talked to people in many moons, but I got two bars.
Yeah, their only friend is a Pokemon.
Also, why does every motel be like when they like try to advertise? They're like, we have HBO tonight. What?
Just say you have porn. Just say you have porn.
But it's never like,
yeah.
They're like, we're leading with HBO. We have Crackle, sir. How?
I love.
We bought the rights for $93.
I love when they go, we have, literally, I saw a sign. It's got to be, it's the middle of nowhere, but they say, we have color TV.
Here's the thing.
Huh?
We're shitting on that, but every, I would say, every like 45 days, some guy drives by and goes, well, goddamn. All right, I think I know where I'm having my honeymoon. And they have ESPN2. Fuck. It's always ESPN2, never ESPN.
Yeah, well, what do you think about beds that are in the shape of hearts? You know, those like, you know,
it's
like.
It's cool to fuck on, and then you try to go to sleep, and then your legs are falling off. You got to pick. It's like, do you want to, what part of your body is falling off? You're just sleeping in a giant ball sack, if you think about it. What's an upside down heart? Sack.
Sack, ball.
What is sex? Sack. Sacks?
You ever fuck in a sack? What are those things called? A camping sack?
Hammock?
No. A camping sack.
What are they called? Sleeping bag.
There you go.
You used to use those as blankets, and I still think about those sometimes.
I did.
Weird.
I'm dumb. Have you ever fucked in a sleeping sack? What the fuck's it
sleeping
called?
Bag.
Thank you.
I love when the words are just exactly what it is. It's a bag for sleeping. Sleeping bag.
Have you ever fucked in one? Normal.
Have I ever fucked in one? No.
Yeah, that seems perfect, right?
No. Are you kidding me? There's zero space in there.
Yeah, but there's no thrust. You don't lose any calories.
Well, you're not doing anything. You're just docking.
Yo, sometimes my girl comes off docking. Do I got a big dick?
What is happening in your guys' relationship? Every time we come to record this podcast, it is something so... It's like you go into like a rap generator of just such things that happen, and you're like, okay, she's coming from docking, sleeping bag, run it.
Not like a full... Not like just
an
insert. What
do you mean? You're just in there and she comes?
Hold on. Not like an insert and then...
Here, have her switch vaginas with my girl. Try to... She doesn't come.
Is it you? Is it you?
I don't know. But
I think so.
I think we should go talk to a Heavenly Father next Sunday. And he's like, what are your sins? I can't make her come. He's like, that's a big sin, Trevor.
Dude, I would pay, if I was you, I'd pay someone like $100 to have sex with your girlfriend. And you just wait outside the door. And then he's going to come out all sweaty. Mm-hmm. He's going to have carpal tunnel. And he's like, you're fucking right. She doesn't.
Why would I pay him for that?
Well, I just want to see if someone else can do it.
Yeah.
Not me. I don't want to see it.
But
you know what I say.
You have big confidence.
Yeah.
Get in there. I don't believe it. Come already.
What if she doesn't know what coming is? You know what
but
I mean?
But it happens and she, that's what that is.
Yeah. But you go down there and lick the old CLIT, clit.
Yeah.
And you get it going. And she gives the old hee-haw.
What is your secret? What do you do down there? Is there a gate code I'm not entering? Am I using the wrong finger? You're supposed to use your pinky finger, right? It's more elegant.
Sir! That is what all British people, how would they say that?
My lady.
Tea and crumpets.
This is a perfect segue. Yes. I got a DM, like we said.
Segue? What mobile. The fuck is that?
Something you can ride on.
Anyways, Bart. What's that guy?
This, you know, the crazier, the amount of DMs you get, like when it's like like five in a row instead of one complete, like a paragraph with five sentences, when it's just like five in a row, that's how you know they're horny. I'm just going to read it.
Psycho, but go ahead.
So it starts off a little normal and then it just gets crazier by the letter.
I love it.
I'm in love with you.
Normal. I mean, that's pretty
get
aggressive.
It? Hey, come on. Hey, I'm hot, right? I'm in love with you. Your humor is so attractive. I know a girl like me doesn't have a chance with a guy like you, but yeah, haha. I want to bury that nose in this pussy. And that is verbatim. She spelled Barry wrong, like the name, B-A-R-R-Y. And then she auto-corrected because when you're being horny, you want to make sure you're using the right words, all right? I want to bury that nose in this pussy. Is that how you get a girl off?
Me?
Me.
You.
Me.
I think you definitely could.
I mean, honestly, I'm packing heat.
Have you ever Have you ever tried licking the old cooter and then give it, you know how like a dog has a toy and it goes like this, and it like kind of shoots it back and forth? Have you ever tried that move?
Because with I think licking? You,
I'm sorry?
With licking or fucking?
Yeah, no, licking. So you're down there licking the old.
Oh, I can get it off with the lickety.
Oh, all right.
That part is great, but it's the dick that's right. Not doing it. But that's like she's getting full off appetizers. Why aren't you getting full off the T-bone steak?
Have you ever
I just call my D a T-bone steak? Yes.
Oh, T, Trevor.
T-bone, touchdown.
Duh, bone, dick.
Wait, no, I can get it off doing the lickety-lickety. That's not a problem.
How long?
Like 5 minutes.
Neck hurting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Neck hurting, yeah. Drooling down my chin?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's an awkward angle.
You know, I just put it in an angle that I can do.
What angle is that?
I literally
put it on the top shelf next to the sugar and cookies and you're like, here. Because it's the same neck position as if you were looking for something on the top shelf. Like the light bulbs. Why are light bulbs always so high? But you're like up here and you're like, your neck is strained.
Yeah.
What's a comfortable way to eat? The only comfortable way would be like if you're like how we're sitting right here.
Yeah. What I.
Honestly, gyno, they got the best. Gynecologist?
What do they do?
Well,
I would literally peep the cooter. Every single time I would go up to the cooter. You know how there's an empty bottle, a Coke bottle, and you go. I would do that just on the cooter all the time if I was.
What song is it playing?
Rumpelstiltskin.
Blow the whistle. No.
But
they have the best position because they're like in a chair. They're just going up. Do guys have a gynecologist, or is it just us being like, "You look fine"?
I think a doctor.
This is a guy's gynecologist. Hand in pants. Scratch, scratch. It seems fine.
You ever smell something on your pee-pee that you're like, what in the hell? Why does it smell like motor oil? What is this?
But you go back for a second sniff?
Uh-uh.
You don't lie to me.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about being a guy. You smell something weird and then you take a deeper huff. You go, ew, what is that? Oh, what yeah. is that? Okay, too much.
Goddamn.
There's a time and a place for a Filet-O-Fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
God damn.
Oh, this is what I was saying about the eating the old...
What position?
Eating the old cuckoo. I put a pillow underneath.
Okay.
Right? Not okay. All the time. I say 50%. Put a pillow underneath.
Like you're bobbing for apples?
You bob for apples with a pillow?
No, I'm saying like you're like propping it up so your yes. head is more down.
100%. So I prop it up so it gives me, you know, like 4 or 5 inches, right? And then I take
it's
the leg...
big ass pillow. Are you a soft or a hard pillow guy?
I'm a hard pillow guy.
God,
I don't use...
fucking knew it.
But I don't use the pillow... You a soft pillow guy?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I like neck support. I don't like to feel like my pillow is going to suffocate me as I'm sleeping.
I love that. It's all comfy.
But it's not comfy because it all you're.
I like a medium.
Medium's fine. These motherfuckers out here liking soft. Gabe?
No. Well, I like a memory foam pillow.
All right.
Yeah.
You've been hitting the head with a memory foam pillow?
Yeah.
That'll take you out.
It's pretty aggressive.
Yeah, I accidentally hit Greta with it. No, I
remember when you kicked your dog? Anyways.
Never!
No?
No, take that off the what do they say? The docket?
Podcast.
What do they say? The records.
The records. Strike it.
Thank you. Strike it.
Strike it.
Stenographer.
So you put the pillow under, you prop it up like a tripod.
Exactly.
Hot, action. Hi,
yes.
Hike.
And then I put the legs up.
Where?
What do you mean? She's on her back, right?
On a ski rack? Where the... Wait, where?
No, I like when I'm down there, I hold okay. the legs up as I'm... Where, I hold the legs where? Up as I'm down there.
With your hands like this?
Yeah.
So you're just Superman in that coochie title the whole time?
Maybe. Not the whole time. Sometimes I tell her to hold her own goddamn legs.
First of all, Jesus.
Hold your own goddamn legs. I'm eating your cooter. I'll hold them.
Why don't you just have her put her feet on your feet on your back?
Yeah, like draped over your shoulders?
Yeah, but then there's some... Well... No. Because the goal for me, more.
I pictured so much math that was just popping up in your head. Me too. When you were
trying to figure out angles. But for me, if I do this way, then the clit, the old pleasure area clit.
Mm-hmm.
TV remote. But the clitoris, as they say in scientific class, is right there. If her legs are down, then the clitoris is down. So then I have to go down more. My whole mission is to get the clitoris near my mouth so my fucking head's not all over the place.
Wow.
Or like, okay. You know, back or down.
You're setting yourself up to succeed. How many minutes?
Dude, it really depends, man. I consider myself pretty good.
How?
Yeah.
Many minutes.
17, 18 seconds, dude. Lickety split. Come.
No.
Mama once. It really depends. I would say on average about 3 minutes, 3 to 4.
You just had to one up me.
Oh, what did you say?
I said 5.
Oh, well, sometimes it's 5.
Yeah. You ever, well, it's weird because it's like the reverse of a blowjob. Whoa, that's crazy. Have you ever heard her? She's like, oh, I was going to finish really quick, but I held it. No.
Oh, that's what my girl said.
Give me the ego.
My girl said that literally last time I fucked. She's like, I almost came so many times. Oh, well then let it go. Let it go.
Free Willy.
I'm literally down there.
But how many times have you been getting?
Give it to him. Give it to him, daddy.
Sucked off.
And you're like, oh, I can't bust too quick. Do you think girls have the same thought? Like if they come too quick, we're going to think that they're like, oh, fuck it, bitch. You didn't even last that long.
No, I've talked about this with women before. I think they really
like
think
a seminar?
No, this is going to sound like I'm like fucking flexing right here, but I'm really not. I've had girls like apologize to me because they came too fast. Because to them.
Girls are just lined up down the block like it's Black Friday. I got to go confess that I'm sorry to Michael Blaustein. How do they do it?
They literally,
dear Heavenly Father, I'm sorry for coming too quick.
No, like during. Like they come like quick and they're like, Gabe's crying. But they're like,
I think it was just the setup. You're like, oh, it's gonna sound so douchey. Would you ever teach a seminar coaching? I feel like you could coach.
I would. I think I'd be really good at coaching.
Teach me how to get my girlfriend off.
I would. If we bring a vagina in here, I will fucking do it. I also
Can
think
you
it's
buy
Yeah. Man. I also think it's honestly, and this
bring it in, bring it in.
What is that for? Don't tell me.
Plug it in.
Glade. Yep.
Glade. Where do they go? Are they still here?
They're still out
the
here.
The Everglades? All right, that's my time.
Florida, tell them.
What?
Everglades, Florida, Jacksonville. Good come to the shows.
Jacksonville, November 18th through 20th.
You know, I think I could teach a class.
Teach a class.
I will say though, you still have your online class online, but like
master class, yeah.
But the master class, but have you ever like been good at something and then try to teach someone, you're like, oh, I'm just bad at teaching. Like I can do it, but I can't.
I'm bad at orchestrating, is that the right word? At getting what the thoughts are in my brain.
Articulating.
I think I'm really good with social media, but yeah. Sometimes I try to explain it to people and in my head it's super clear, and then 4 seconds later, I'm like, so then you upload the video on Twitter and then they come up to me and they go, here's Tumblr. And I go, no.
Absolutely.
How did we get here? So I think
and
I'm
Etsy.
Clear. Yeah. What is Etsy?
Etsy, I think it's people have dreams of selling art but actually aren't good. They put it on there and they're like, hey, look. And everyone goes, no.
What a
I have absolutely
Pinterest?
No idea what Etsy
is. You ever see girls?
Oh, is it Pinterest?
No, you ever see girls well, that shit. You ever see girls have a private Instagram, but then they got their Pinterest in their bio? And it's just more, it's like photos of them that they post on Instagram.
It's not Pinterest. It's like a
VSCO.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. What the hell is that? Also, if you're going to do that, more tip.
I was looking earlier in the episode, we were talking about sex motels.
In this
episode.
Podcast,
sex? Remember I was talking about the heart
baths.
Is this a sex podcast?
Maybe.
I want to fuck on an octagon.
Fucked in an octagon? Like UFC?
Yeah. Have you seen those porns where like a guy and a girl, like two girls will wrestle?
You told me about this.
Yeah.
I haven't.
And the loser.
But I want to act as if I'm going to fight like a YouTuber or fight like a TikTok and then try to just kiss them.
I'm in.
But do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like everyone all geared up, you all old up. But, and then I just try to kiss them the whole time.
You know how boxers go like so head to head to each other in the prelims?
Okay.
That'd be a really funny sketch. You guys got so close. Kiss me then. All right, fine, bitch. And they start making out.
Yep.
And it just goes on for too long.
Mm-hmm.
Did any of you guys ever see the video on YouTube where guys, they're ordering wings and one guy gets celery? It's such a niche. It was like when the internet had like one viral video at a time. This was probably 2008, but a guy goes, oh, what are you going to get, celery? You got, what do you like to make out with dudes? He's like, yeah, I'll fucking make out with dudes. Yeah. And then they just start making out aggressively with celery in their mouth. Really funny. I don't know what it
is. Funny.
I'm sure three people who listen to this podcast have seen that, but it was very funny. It's one of my favorite video. What is this?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, this is just a
awesome fantasy suite.
Suites and themed adult hotel rooms.
What's funny? You think people have ever stayed here on business trips? They just like pick a random place and they're like, "Well, sir, we only have one room left, and it's honeymooners." He's like, "I don't give a fuck. It's just one night."
Yeah, they're in a Zoom meeting. Like, why is there chains behind
you? Some of these. It's the weirdest fucking list though, because some of them are like.
That's an example of just like being too. I couldn't fuck in there.
Yeah, this is crazy.
I'd rather fuck in an alley, but instead of that, that's just like too much.
What about this hell wagon?
I like the wagon.
Oregon Trail.
Yeah, it's literally in an old. That motherfucker just roll around on that.
Hold on, Wells Fargo.
What? Huh?
This one is like a grease themed one maybe.
Oh, this is terrible. You ever change an oil and fuck a lady? Can you go up to the top real quick? That's the only one that's so far that
this
I would.
One?
No, next one.
Oh, this
one. I would fucking that one.
Yeah.
But that actually looks like a place that like you can really like explore yourself.
Yeah, there's a lot of room.
Yeah,
spread out.
The other ones look too cartoonish to me.
Yeah, there's some. Fucking
the other ones look like if you come, a sound effect comes out like.
Oh, this one's kind of cool.
What is that?
This is an adventure suite kind of thing with like an elephant hanging down. It's like a jungle.
An elephant?
I want a fucking rainforest cafe.
That would be nice.
A biker's one?
This is awful.
I don't even... I'm confused what this even is.
This is supposed to be a sex hotel, I guess.
What the hell is that?
Is this all in one place, Gabe? This is one...
No, these are different. These are different.
Is there any hotels where every room is meant to do the coitus in?
I think hotels.
That's what I was trying to find, right. Yeah. Because there's certain motels that have like each room is like a different theme where it's like this is the underwater themed fuck room and this is the...
Oh, yeah. I saw it on the movie Blue Valentine.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's this list is awful. This I don't know how this
makes. Oh, I fucking there. See, you.
That
you,
one looks weird.
But do you see there's like a subtle darkness to that?
That
like that. That's what you
that
look.
That looks like.
Wait, with the geckos on the.
Looks like a. Ew! Looks like a seventh grader's room.
No, but there's like a. There's a little dark. Like that's the room
curtains?
I want to get pegged in first.
Huh?
Like there's a.
What is happening?
What did I say?
That room. The
what
room
did
with
I
geckos?
Say?
I don't know what you're talking about.
But.
That room looks very normal. That looks like an Airbnb room in Florida.
I don't know, man, but there's an energy. There's a darkness. Nothing?
Because there's purple walls?
I don't know.
All right.
Look at the geckos. 50% or more.
I'm in.
What is that?
This is
hell
not
is
a
that?
Hotel. This is a...
No, that looks like a kid room.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just a regular room.
That's it looks like
that's Graceland. What the hell is that? That looks like where JFK died.
Oh, yeah. This is still Elvis. It's like an Elvis-themed hotel.
Yeah.
These are all kind of garbage. This one's kind of cool. But
there's a pool in there?
The pool in the room is sick.
Fucking in a pool is trash.
Oh, not
fucking on the slide as you're going into the pool. Fire.
Oh, no. She waits at the bottom of the slide. Spread. Ka-ka! Eagle. And then you come in fucking rocked up. And if you miss, RIP to your penis.
Dude, I've said this on this podcast before, dude. My loose friend got his dick broke.
Oh.
Just literally had to go to like dick therapy. Awful.
Yeah, I mean sometimes you get overexcited and you jump the gun. You shift the gear too quick and you misstep and you fucking jam penne into a bone.
Ow.
A tailbone.
Ow.
Yeah.
Ow.
That's like totally in your car, but totally in your car.
Everybody call health insurance. I totaled my car, totaled my cock. I would like to say that we should bring a fake vagina in here and we should give class. What we should do is we should have a goddamn sex expert in here teach us both. Because we probably both don't know
say,
what the hell's
this
happening.
Is what we think we do. And then they go, no, this is what you actually do.
Yeah. She's going to be like, what is this? And I'm going to be like, that's the knee bone. She's like, this is the vulva. Okay.
Are we about to recreate Howlcast?
Yeah.
All right.
But with like an actual expert. And I want to see like a plastic cooter. You ever seen a plastic cooter? There's like a lot of parts.
Plastic cooter?
Yeah.
Can we pull that up?
I saw it on TikTok. One of those
TikTok.
Ovarian.
Did you see the candle? The coochie candle?
What coochie candle?
Did you guys not? I definitely saved this. Anything horny I save. It's so funny. That's
with
just what
the
it's a candle
Paltrow
that
one?
Has what?
The Gwyneth Paltrow one?
No, it's a candle that looks like Cootonymous.
Oh. I'm into it.
What the fuck?
Was it on TikTok?
That it was.
I remember seeing a video on TikTok yesterday that a little kid was playing putt-putt. You guys see this one? No. Yeah, little kid playing putt-putt. And the area in which the little kid was putting into, like the putt-putt area.
Oh, I did see
total that. Cooter.
Yeah, I saw that.
It was 100% cooter.
Oh, I did see that.
No. Shut this place down.
You could have closed down the park and the janitor's just talking dirty to the hole. It's like, oh, fuck, what you doing after this? No, I'm going to show you guys this. It's called the Coochie Candle. It's a candle, straight cooter on top.
What's the scent?
I mean, I'm like, yeah.
What's the scent? The scent is, But what's even crazy, it's got a piercing on it.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
How do you feel about cooter piercings?
I've never seen one in real life, but...
I get nervous. I don't know what the hell's happening. Because, clitoris is rather sensitive. And then all of a sudden, you have a goddamn piercing down there. I don't know how hard, how soft.
Should we order some coochie candles?
Yeah, I'm taking their quiz right now.
There's a quiz?
Did you say you're taking a quiz? What is this, Hawthorne?
They're on Etsy. Imagine.
What the fuck is Etsy?
Etsy is where people make their, you can, like, independent artists and this. People can make shit and then sell it.
Dude, imagine so this is your, like imagine this is
oh, like, so they're shitty artists. I'm just joking, guys.
Imagine this is like, it looks like a very professional candle.
It is.
Like, imagine you're at Target and you just pop one open and you go to smell it and you're oh shit, we better go to the lotion aisle. Dude, this is somebody, and you know what?
I mean,
they're probably going to be a massive company. And at first, it was probably very interesting to listen to one of the parents be like, our daughter's just selling just coochie candles.
See, I don't even think it was a daughter.
I think it was a dude? A
horny group of
dudes.
Nah,
the details are too fine for it to be a dude.
I don't know.
Nah, I think that's a...
He's a Michelangelo of making cooter candles.
And then they also just have a pumpkin one, you know? They just know their seasons.
Is there a pumpkin cooter candle?
Pumpkin spice labia?
I'm in.
Title?
Maybe title. Also, think about...
Where is...
Think about fucking a pumpkin. I'm in. Jack-o'-lantern, jack my cock. think about
that was
it.
Like a horny Seinfeld. Jack-o'-lantern is more like jack my cock. The insides of a jack-o'-lantern's it's stringy and shit.
There's only one way to make an eye in a goddamn jack-o'-lantern. Just jam your cock in this. Roco no so tortis. Beep, beep.
Red Robin.
Goddamn.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Goddamn. There might be multiple ways to make an eye in that.
Have you ever made it? I was going to say jack-o'-lantern. Have you ever carved a pumpkin?
Yeah. It's been forever.
So long. It's always fun, though. Do you do it freehand or do you do a stencil? The stencil ones are really fun.
I think I draw on it first and cut it. But
so
it's
freehand.
It's freehand, yeah.
Freehand, yeah. But the stencils are really fun.
You ever seen anybody going in it with just no drawing on it, just straight up imagination? That dumb person
is eating Tide Pods.
How was that a thing?
I don't know. How do you feel?
I think it's one of those things where
get like, drugged.
I think it's one of those things where one person did it once and then the media was like, ah, the millennials, Tide Pods.
Yeah, no. But do they literally just ate it? We yeah never investigated. We just said they're eating Tide Pods. No one asked what it was. They might have just. Have you ever seen?
Nobody asked if they're even good.
There's no chance. What if they were? What if there's high C in there? What if Tide is fucking us? They're just Go-Gurt and fucking Gushers. Ugh, in there.
I'm in.
Gushers. Give me some. Give me some, Gabe. This is when we need an intern. Go. Someone go get us Gushers. How do we do that? Do we hire
after
one?
They leave on their resume, it's just like, I was a professional gusher getter.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, gushers. Fuck. Gabe, what are you looking at? You literally got some hot fire. Are you no, still taking no, this quiz?
Gabe's rocked up.
You can get gushers as soon as Friday, October 22nd.
No, pull up a plastic cooter.
Oh, yeah. I was trying to find one on Amazon. I can't find it.
What
I,
you,
but
what
I couldn't
what
figure
do you
out
mean
how
you
to
do for
I
a
couldn't
living.
Figure out
well,
how
you
to
just don't yelled out, find me a plastic cooter.
Yeah.
But I couldn't
and
figure
nobody
out how
than
to
I
search for it.
Huh?
I literally typed vagina reenactment on Amazon. And
it's not a fucking
up.
World War II reenactment, Gabe. What do you mean? A vagina reenactment?
Vagina mold?
Mold! Ew!
Ew.
Vagina you know, model?
Speaking of reenactment.
Vagina, see what happens.
Do you know
oh,
people,
I found one.
You know there people work at Renaissance too. Fairs?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm a knight. You're an alcoholic! Go find your children! Why are you? You're 48 years old. You're a knight? No, you're not! No, you're not.
I will say, though.
What?
The guy that works there, some of your coworkers, oh, the ladies, they put on that chainmail and that fucking
oh,
rack. Ola.
Dude.
I have arrived.
Chainmail? Mail me that.
UPS.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Go up, please.
But these are all like things
stop
you see
right
in a doctor's
there
office.
What the
whoa,
hell
what are those
the
feet?
Top?
Are those just feet? Wait.
Female foot model silicone.
Ew.
Whoa! You can just buy silicone feet?
Those are
I'm
those
gonna
are
buy those.
Wrinkles
well, there's two
in
reviews.
Why
please,
the hell
please
are there
the reviews are
stalactites on the bottom of those goddamn
real,
feet.
Those feet look like they've been in a jacuzzi for
6 months. They feel like they look like there's the bottom are band-aids.
Oh my god.
Top review
hey,
from the United
dude,
States.
There's a review on here that's literally an MLA 3-page format paper. Oh my
whoa,
god.
Whoa, there's more.
And the last thing it says. Foot vaginas for even greater ecstasy. What is
oh, yeah, they want to add, they want to make the feet vibrate in this version too.
Whoa, well, that's a good call.
You can buy silicone feet on Amazon.
Well, they pitch it as like
you
a medical thing, but then
Amazon.
They put this
oh,
picture
yeah,
on
nah,
there. This sensual picture.
Those are awful. Dude, the nails aren't even done right. Ew.
The bottom. Yeah,
ew.
Those are weird. I'm going to buy those and throw them
ew,
at
ew,
you
ew.
On stage.
Dude, I got to do jokes. I can't be coming. What is. All right, I'm in on this. That's fine.
Dexterity's off.
Dexterity. Here you go.
The symmetry looks good. Descending
symmetry.
To just so,
the
descending
beanstalk
to order.
For your kid going to be different? Because it's not going to be about heaven. So.
Yeah, it's going to be about caterpillars. Feet!
Time to teach you about the birds and the beetles, my son. What?
All right, that's a cooter.
You could straight up just have sex with that.
This is what we're looking for. The inside.
You want one of these?
Yeah. We
want
to play operation
like
with that
front,
pussy.
That's
looks
a.
Like it looks like a paint by numbers.
That looks like a slingshot.
That actually looks like the logo for Dan Bilzerian's company.
It looks like a zoomed in praying mantis. Making her a fucking high def lens.
It looks like what Jesus Christ died on. I would die on that.
A cross?
Cooter
yeah,
cross?
A cooter cross.
Okay. Where are we? No, just like, where's just like the front,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like how that candle looked, just the
yeah.
front of it.
This is what we need, Gabriel. We don't want to buy one. We need a, what's it called? A layout. Fucking.
Here's what we do. We make a charcuterie board out of prosciutto that kind of looks like some per pussy.
Well, what is that?
What is that green thing?
Pelvic wand.
Pelvic. We all got pelvics? Pelvis?
A pelvic.
Pelvis?
Whoa.
If I was a porn star, I'd go by Pelvis Presley.
I love that. I absolutely can't love that more.
What is that?
What?
That
what
looks like what you fucking get hair out of a drain with. For rectum and shallow pelvic muscles?
Hold on.
What is this green? If you're listening on audio, which a lot of you guys are.
I'm so
it's
sorry.
It's like a green snake thing that looks like a boomerang.
You ever use one of those snake things to declog the toilet? It really works. It's great.
Really?
It goes all the way down there. Yeah.
I still have no idea what this thing does.
Does it say pain-free or am I dumb?
What is this?
Whoa, 2019 award recipient. You gave it to yourself, you lying bitch. Welcome to your new
I
want to
go to Petco and put one of those in the cage and see how long they think it's there for. If it's a real snake or not.
Put some googly eyes on it.
Maximum comfort with 10... Oh,
sorry.
Lavender okay. massage oil.
Whoa, where do those balls go?
Exercise balls. Oh, I've told you about... We've seen the pelvic muscle bodybuilder, right?
Huh?
What?
The woman that... yeah, she does. She's a bodybuilder, but for her vagina, so she can lift weights with it. Have we not talked about that on the show?
What the hell is happening? What?
Maybe
she can lift weights with her
vagina weightlifting.
Yeah, right, this. Kim Inami. This is her.
This is what Gabe jerks off to for sure.
Oh wow, dude! She 5.1 million views. Not bad. She putting points on the board here.
I mean, buddy, the title vagina weightlifting. That's I'm just gonna name
and
every...
they got to monetize off that. Man, what the fuck? I use 4 seconds of a Drake song. No. This? Yes. Oh!
Oh! We did see this.
Yeah, we've definitely watched
Wait,
this.
Wait, but that's what is that held to?
That's someone's
Why are they doing this in public? They're just taking these photos at the beach.
That's someone's
Venice
daughter.
Beach? This is Venice.
This looks like She's our first standing. Couple episodes.
It
This is not
that's
real.
Attached?
It's real. Yeah, she's doing like Kegel. She does these. She trains with these rocks. I've met her before. We did.
You've met her.
You met yeah. her before.
Really?
Yeah.
Gabe, get her on the show. Where did you meet her?
Hold on. Oh. Donuts.
Dude, them boys probably grip.
I mean, gorilla grip cooter.
Dude, she could get anything past TSA.
Oh my
How
God.
Do you find out you have good strength down there?
Well, I think you just have to build it. I think
like, I know, but like, how do you know one day? That seems like a pandemic thing. Not you know, everybody came out of a pandemic like with like some weird new talent. Like, yeah, I'm really good at making scones. This I feel like is a pandemic thing. Yeah, I can hold a 6-pack of Modelo's with my pulsing.
It's like, you want to go rollerblading? And then you just have some hand.
Yeah, that's wow. Good. Yeah.
I mean, you always have a place to hold stuff, which is nice. You know how girls are always like, can you hold my phone? Bitch, put it in your cooter.
That's why I think, you know, the bra pocket was, that's something I'm envious of.
The bra pocket?
When women, you know, wearing a bra and they just pull something out of there real quick.
Yeah.
Why did you just.
That is a loaf of sourdough.
Binoculars. It's so nonchalant too. Hold on, yeah. I'm getting a call. Just straight hit.
Yeah. A call? Oh, buzz call.
What other
call? I don't know.
This podcast is brought to you by tits.
That's insane. I would like to know the moment where she goes, I'm going to build this up.
Yeah.
Because I hear your point where you're like, all right, how do you, like, that's your life mission. What does she do for a living? She works at, like, Avis?
Crossclit.
I think she does seminars.
Oh no.
I would go. I would for sure go.
Yeah, she's a sex and relationship coach.
Michael's is in the back of the room standing up. I can get her off quickly. How long would it take for you to get her off?
I would lose my fingers in my
mouth. You come out looking like Harvey Dent at ate half your face. Dude. 2 points for movie reference.
That
was in Venice, so she lives around here. Gabe, wait, where did you meet her?
I met her in Santa Monica on a shoot.
Yeah, but
were you shooting? Was she holding the camera with her cooter?
No, it was like a health and wellness segment thing, and she was.
How did it get brought up though?
I mean, this is her pitch, like her publicist. Like,
that
publicist,
is health and wellness.
Yeah, absolutely, man. She's
so
like,
wait.
Can you imagine that's your
she
mom?
She says on her website, she says, I can lift 10 pounds with my vagina.
Ew.
And I can have 20 orgasms in a row.
Why didn't we start with that?
20 in a row?
In a row?
Dude, if I sneeze more than twice in a row, I'm like, I'm dying.
20
in
orgasms.
A row. Let me have 3 of those. Can I get one to go? 20?
20.
How do I get one?
Give me a doggy bag. Hold on. Can you imagine having two orgasms in a row? 2 orgasms in a row.
20?
Have you made your girl come twice in a row?
First of all.
Yeah.
In the first place.
Ah, sure. We only had one session where it was 2.
The back pressing. To back?
No, not back to back. One with the vibrations.
Yeah.
And then ones with the cock.
And?
But after you get one off, the second one is quite cumbersome.
What does that mean?
Hurry up.
Well, it's recharging.
Does it? But see, the cooter doesn't need to recharge. That's the thing.
It does or doesn't?
I mean, I'm painting with a broad brush here. I'm sure there's some women out there that need a recharge. But like most women don't need to recharge. That's why she can have 20 in a row. Women can just keep coming and coming really? And coming. Yeah.
You don't say. Where are these women you speak of?
Listen, man. Your girl should have a sign down there that says out of order.
Under maintenance. You know, every Stairmaster at a gym, like every other one, there's just a sign on it. Like maintenance coming Tuesday.
Yeah.
Cooter.
Yeah.
Cooterville, USA.
I wonder what it looks like. What her if you cooter? What if you open it up and it was just Arnold Schwarzenegger's arm? I'm talking about her her vagina. It's like she's like there's abs.
I think it's the inside that's strong. I think the front part looks normal.
What if you looked up there and it was just a baby's arm? You're like, that's not even your cooter. It's the baby's arm holding things.
Oh, they said da baby as in the rapper. I don't know why it was so much funnier to me. Da baby just being like, ha.
Wow.
Where space are space all right. We?
No girlfriend. Are you beaten? Just for the story. Dude, because you leave a session with her, you're like, oh, I am a pharaoh. Yeah. I am a pharaoh.
My dick's coming out with a Thai massage. I'll tell you what.
Thai massage. God. I want to go back. We need to go. I want you to experience it.
Let's
it was
do it.
Crazy.
Let's do it in, where are we? Where are we going?
Virginia Beach. Virginia we can do it in Virginia Beach. Yeah.
Yeah.
We just can't get laid jerked off.
Jerked off?
We cannot do that.
Why?
Is that cheating?
Probably.
Is it? I'm honestly asking a real question. If your girl got a massage, and she was like, I got fingered and I came. Wouldn't you be like, sounds good. I mean, right? Is it cheating?
I'm like, was it a part of the package or did you ask for it? Because if they wax your car, but you pay for it, we're good. But if do you go, hey, you mind waxing those rims real quick?
That's true. No. That's
if you ask for it, then it's intent to cheat. So, but if it's a part of the package, like, hey, I was just loosening up everything.
So if she didn't ask for it and the dude just did it.
I think that's illegal.
Ah, yeah.
I think you could sue. I think you could.
All right. Well,
but you're just saying, like, if she went out and she was, like, searching, like, I want to find a massage place that'll jerk me off, that's intent to cheat. But if they're like, oh, hey, by the way, like, also part of the package.
By the way, Labor Day special.
Yeah.
Labia Day special. Labia.
Yeah.
Title. Then it's, you know. Because if it's a whole experience and they got a lot of Yelp reviews being like, it rejuvenates the body, then I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Come back, feeling refreshed. Start it.
2021 Frog March. What if she came back and she's all happy for like a week, 2 weeks? Just happy. No stress. Everything's fucking great.
Put it on the calendar.
Oh, you're going on tour for 3 months? I love it.
Put it on the calendar.
Go live your dreams.
Maintenance.
Frog Every space 2 weeks. March. Do it.
Dude, what the hell is wrong with people before I don't know. These early on days, their remedies for anything, terrible.
Dude, they would put leeches on the body to get the sickness out. What in the absolute?
Leeches were popping for a second.
What are they
doing now?
Leeches?
Yeah.
I mean, probably on like an alligator's back.
Where are they?
I don't even know where leeches are. What are they doing?
Tahiti? I don't know. But
but
there was a time where they were the guys.
Yeah.
They were in hot.
They were literally the doctors.
Yeah.
You would put a leech
they
on
They were
you,
the
like,
Blu-ray DVDs. Blu-ray. I bet there's a few motels out there right now being like, come on in. We got Blu-ray. You know everyone's like, you idiots. And one guy's like, say it slow.
Wasn't there something after Blu-ray?
Well, there was competing. It was Blu-ray and then HD DVD.
Whoa.
Huh?
Yeah, then
Blu-ray. Did it even look DDR? Different?
No, I think it was the same thing. It was just two competing
standards. No, I'm sorry, the DVD and the Blu-ray. This shit look different?
Yeah, it's just like higher resolution, I guess.
Hell, whatever. You know what I want to get? I'll tell you guys. What is it? VR?
Yeah.
I want to jerk off with some VR porn. Like, I just want to experience it.
Do people use VR glasses for anything but porn? I know the answer is yes, they play video games, but like it's probably like an 85-15 split.
I mean, I think that people use VR glasses the same way we use computers. We're like, oh, edit, jerk off, edit. You know?
Yeah.
I think it's the exact same thing. But yeah, I wanna test it out. Who are you gonna be in the porn? Would you be like Johnny Sins?
What do you mean? Like, who? If I could be anybody?
Yeah. I'd be an NFL player and be like, yeah, this is what it feels like.
Yeah. Just to live it out real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be a guy in a gangbang, I think.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
You can use your hand or... When was the last time you used a fleshlight? It's
been a while.
Dude, it's been in retirement for sketches.
I use it more for sketches than anything. And that's why I keep it around.
I'm actually going to ask my girl to use it on me.
Yeah.
It's kind of hot.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
What if she did this?
I'm in.
I don't know what you call this, but you guys are in the 69 position. You're eating
coochie-coo,
and she's using the fleshlight on you, yeah, reversed, doing this. So you're double cooter. Cooped up cooter. Couple of cooters.
Cooter squared.
Goddamn.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Goddamn.
That sounds lovely. But you know my position.
Or
on,
you go
on
reverse, and you guys are doing. She's on top, and she's holding a fleshlight and you're eating a fleshlight.
Walk me through this.
So
one.
You're laying on your back. She's
Got
on
it.
Top, but she's leaned over a little bit.
Yeah.
So it's like she's like riding you, but like almost like in a missionary, like
so
level.
She's forcing me to eat cooter as she's bouncing on my cuck.
Yeah. So you're double down on cooter.
I mean, if that's what did it for, I would do it. But
you would eat out a fleshlight?
If she wanted me to? Listen, I'm down. I'm very much down for anything that like...
Eat out a fleshlight?
If my girl was like, dude, it really gets me wet as fuck when you eat out a fleshlight. When I watch you eat out cooter, it really makes me wet. And I'd be like, well, bring another girl in. She's like, no, I don't want that. I want you to eat this fleshlight. I would do it. If my girlfriend was like, dude, I get really hot when you eat a plate of pastrami in front of me, I'd do it.
Wow. And if that you ain't love, do I don't know what is.
You wouldn't do it if your girl
I wouldn't tell people.
If your girl was
publicly.
Like, when you drink half a Dr. Pepper in front of me, I get fucking.
Well, that's
wet.
Normal. Eating out a fleshlight is hilarious.
Normal. It's very funny.
Because you're like trying to make a piece of silicone come.
Would you try hard? What if she gave you directions? Maybe that's how you learn how to eat cooter. Eat your girl's cooter.
Yeah.
She can show you on the fleshlight.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't need instructions on that. You need instructions on how to put the Peter in there.
Yeah.
Can you make other girls come?
I don't know. This was a real late adaption in my life where I was like, I mean, this is just that frat guy mentality. I thought sex was just like, you nut, and then that's what
oh,
it is.
Right, I forgot about that. Yeah,
so
yeah.
That was like another layer when I was like, oh, I'm... Because a lot of the times it's just one-off quicks, like
you go
on a date, you're like, yeah, you're hot, hey, boom, bada binga. Then you quick nut. But a lot of times it would happen and I just didn't know it, or like she wouldn't say it, or there would be some vibrations down there, you know?
Yeah, I need the verbal confirmation.
Oh, yeah.
I need the, ha, 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 I'm coming.
Yeah, because you don't want to ask.
Well, I think if you have to ask, the answer is absolutely not.
I know, but also... They don't want to give you the benefit of the doubt. Where you feel things are vibrating, you're like, oh, are we hitting turbulence? And you're like,
oh shit, you making a frappuccino out of there?
But that's what I feel like is the overall premise. If you have to ask, probably didn't happen.
I don't think so. But do you think, and the answer to this is yes, but this is a wild thought. Do you think a girl definitely like comes all the time, but she doesn't want to give an ego boost to the dude, so she says she didn't?
Yeah.
God, that's fucked.
Yeah.
Fucked.
You ever had your girl like fake make an orgasm noise just fucking around? And you're like, that was too realistic. How many of the ones in bed are fake?
Oh, shit. Yeah, girls are really good at
fake. Yeah, like just like something stupid. Like I made like a like dinner and I brought it out and she did like a moan. Like, oh, it looks so good. But like.
And you're like, wow, I've never heard that before.
I was like, you can do that really well on the spot. When else?
Yeah. See, I don't go for the audio, like the audio. I couldn't say the word for a second. I don't track it from audio from her. I track
this is the
it from,
weirdest way to describe
I track
an orgasm.
It from movements.
Yeah.
Hand grips, like the little
that's
the,
what I'm saying.
The flinches afterwards, that's when you go. Blasted it off.
But that's what it was. Like, remember earlier I was like, you know, I didn't know, and if I was asking, I was like, that was a, you know, you didn't, it's not too cold in here. It's not like a goosebump shit.
Oh, but it's multiple. It's not just one shit. Okay. No, oh, yo, no, yeah, no. Yeah, 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 yeah.
If
yeah.
it was just one, I'd probably just sneeze, but held it in.
Yeah.
I hate people who do that.
Me too.
Do you do that?
Fuck no.
Gabe?
No.
Dude, my brother-in-law does that. It's out.
It's almost more of a scene than actually sneezing.
It is.
Normal sneeze. Achoo. The other people,
yeah, the
and there's an after.
Aneurysm.
Bitch, this ain't a Pepsi commercial, okay?
Just sneeze.
Yeah.
It's gotta be bad for you.
I heard it's not great. The pressure on your brain is fucked.
I do say it because I sneeze a lot when I go out into the sun, which is bad. Like
what
if I get out of the car,
hell?
Like anytime I look at the sun, I start sneezing.
What the hell?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
I looked it up. It has to do with having light colored eyes, I guess.
But, yo, my eyes are so sexy. I fucking sneeze.
So I sneeze a lot. But it is like it got more complicated during like the pandemic because like sneezing is way more problematic in public now. So like I would try to.
Is sneezing a thing or coughing a thing?
Both. Anything where you're spewing any particles.
Is this ever going to be over?
No.
It's still going on.
Yeah.
Like, I walked into 7-Eleven. I walked into Starbucks today with a mask on. It is 2038. We're still doing this. COVID.
It's just
over.
Los Angeles.
But it's
like Los Angeles and Portland.
And New York.
Really? No.
Oh, Daddy Jenkins.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to have to show vaccine cards when we perform.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Shit, not Virginia Beach or Jacksonville. Better not.
Damn.
Should we get into some...
Yeah, let's get into some sock talk.
Do you love me? Are you riding? TT,
this
you
is
love me.
A submission here.
Submission,
for sock talk from Abby. And Abby says, I was binging through Stiff Socks. I'm a huge fan. I was listening to you guys saying that the most disrespectful sports moment is being dunked on. However, I have to say that I played varsity girls water polo all 4 years of high school, and I can tell you that the most disrespectful thing you can do in sports is to give another female player a wedgie, front and or back, or unzipping their water polo suit. I was, in fact, the most disrespectful player on my team all 4 years. Hope this finds you well, and Michael, don't ever stick a water polo player's foot in your mouth. It will taste like chlorine and mommy issues.
Whoa, heater. I'm sorry. Can you read the first sentence one more time? The first two?
Yeah. That in an earlier episode, you guys were saying that the most disrespectful thing that can happen in sports is being dunked on in basketball.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she says that she played varsity girls water polo all 4 years of high school. And I guess that there's a move that water polo people do where they give each other wedgies. And she says that that's, in fact, the most disrespectful thing.
I don't know, because underwater, you can't see it.
So I was just going to say, dude.
There's something about getting dunked on where everybody is looking where that ball is right then and there. Football is even tough because, like, you know, linemen are everybody's doing action right there. But where the ball is all that matters in basketball. It's like.
Let me tell you something. Coming from someone who got dunked on by Carmelo Anthony in front of 600 people, that is worse.
Yeah.
The game stopped.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a timeout. It stopped.
Have you ever talked? You ever shoot him a DM? Be like, hey, man, I'm verified now. Remember when you dunked on me?
He lives in fucking LA now.
Carmelo?
Yeah. He plays for the Lakers now.
Get him on.
Bro.
How many followers he got? He's probably out here.
Melo, I would say 7 million. Probably more, actually.
Carmelo.
He's been famous for a very long time.
You said how many?
I said 7.
7.6 mil.
7.6 mil. So he's not seeing my DM. But I will say, dude.
He might.
That would be, if we got him on here. Anyways, the whole point of this story is I think Trevor's exactly right. Underwater, you can't really see it. It might feel very disrespectful, though. I'm not going to take that away from you. That is a very disrespectful thing to do to someone. That,
yeah, water polos, they play dirty. Anything underwater goes. What if they had an underwater ref?
It's just a fucking dolphin.
Every 13 seconds, got to come back up. Okay, go ahead. I feel like that's not too far from it. They,
but me
probably
liking feet, I'd be an underwater ref. I'd be like, oh, shake your feet faster.
What if they wore flippers? Does that do anything for you?
Nah. Someone asked me about webbed toes. Does that do anything for me?
Get
no, it swim up. Away from me, bitch.
They will, fastly.
Super fast. I've been doing this podcast for 11 years, and I always want to ask you about a movie, and the answer is no. You ever seen Kevin Costner in Waterworld?
The first problem is, who's Kevin Costner? No, I know the name. I know it from a rap song. Kevin Costner.
You know who Kevin Costner is.
All right, do I?
Yes.
Let me pull him up.
I'm working on it right now.
I mean, he's in a 400 gabillion movies.
I don't think he's going to recognize him.
You don't think so?
No.
Bring him up.
What's his most popular movie?
All of them. I'm trying to think of his...
Bodyguard, maybe?
What is it?
The Bodyguard.
Bodyguard's pretty famous.
Dances with Wolves.
That's a good one.
Nope.
Okay, hold on. Let's see.
I don't know. Go up, Gabe. IMDb. How many projects or films has he done?
5 billion.
Usually
63 so. Acting credits.
Draft Day, was that, you see that, Gabe? Draft Day?
No, I never saw Draft Day.
It was fucking really good, man. He was like a GM.
Trying to go back to more of a
name.
I'm trying to think
of Bull Durham. He's Gunrunner.
Field of Dreams is probably one of his very popular. Mm-hmm. Which one, man?
Gunrunner. Waterworld.
Yeah, that was a movie I was talking about.
1995.
You ever seen Field of Dreams? Would love this movie.
I think I have actually.
Can you play a trailer for 2 seconds? I just want to see if you've seen it. I think you would.
I've
for
seen
real
Angels
love
in the Outfield.
Love that movie.
Okay, phenomenal movie. What do they do in the?
I remember
the outfield,
we watched.
They go like this.
We
like
watched Angels one day in Torah school.
In what the fuck did you say to me?
Torah school, because my mom in like third grade used to drop me off at the temple after school so I could go roam with the other Jewish kids and just to, you know, make me be more like, yeah, let's go, turn up, Shabbat Shalom. And I remember one day, like, they just played Angels in the Outfield and they're like, be a good Jew and this could be you, heaven, angels. So can I go home now?
Hold on, but. It's a very Christian movie, isn't it?
I know, but they were like essentially being like, angels, God, Jesus, Lord.
You killed Jesus.
Jesus was a Jew.
Yeah, until you murdered him, and then he became Catholic. Isn't that funny? Jews killed Jesus, and he just became Catholic.
Yeah, I didn't pay too much attention in the old Torah school.
Torah school?
There's one girl
motherfuckers
in my class
be reading backwards.
Really
motherfuckers be reading backwards.
We looked at books, and we're like, nope, other way.
Well, that's sort of what Americans did with the metric
driving,
system.
Yeah.
We're like, no.
Roads,
no.
Because I see a movie that's in the UK and they're driving on the right side of the car. I'm like, dumbass alert.
Also,
then they see me and be like, dumbass alert.
It takes me a full episode to get into the groove of the way they talk. They're like, hello, I fucking need you. It's just two man briskets. I'm like, what the fuck are you saying?
Two man shoe?
Huh? Two man foo.
Oh, two man brisket.
I don't know.
I'm hungry.
Luther. I'm starving. Luther, you should watch that. It's a fucking phenomenal show, but I can't ever. It took me so long to understand what the hell they're saying. They're talking like a thick Cockney accent or whatever. Play the trailer. Let's see if Trevor's watched this movie, and let's move the heck on to the next segment.
I have just created something totally illogical.
Nope. I haven't seen it.
Bad.
I like a bot.
What is this? Came.
Okay.
Welcome.
That's where this is from?
Yeah.
You build it. They will come.
I thought that show was from like a fortune cookie.
I hate it when that happens.
Me too.
He's so hot.
Who's hearing voices?
Ray is. I think I know what it is.
What is this about?
This is what it is. Here's this. He has a farm. He hears voices, right? And literally, if you build it, they will come. And then he, for some odd reason, he puts the connection together where he just mows down fucking like more than half of his crop. And then he just
his crops?
Yeah, and then he just makes a baseball diamond. How did he put that together? what if they came out and they're like, dude, we wanted a basketball court?
I just thought it was funny if it wasn't his crops. And some guy's like, what the fuck? And he's like, yeah, but we can play a home run derby.
Also, if you build it, they will come. What if he just meant hookers? Oh, I forgot he was in this movie. Literally, dude, he builds a diamond, and then like old dead ghost baseball players play an important game or something, or they just play. They're like, oh, thank you for building this. Now we can finally play baseball. Isn't that the ending? And then he fucks his wife, something like that at the end. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm sure
it's a great movie. I just have the intellectuals of a building block.
It's not true. It's not true. You would love this movie.
Anyways. I would love it. All right. Well, let's play the rest of the movie for the rest of the episode.
Funny.
Guys, it's time to check in for our flight tomorrow.
Let's just do a secret talk really quick.
Right.
This is an anonymous submission that says, is it fact or fiction that guys switch positions because they're tired?
Not true. Oh,
nah, a little bit. It's more so if we're doing a lot of heave-hoeing. Or if you're about to
come
too quick.
Oh, sorry. I don't know. I was
alley-ooping you.
Sorry.
No. Yeah, if you're about to blow that load, it's time to go. That's mainly for me.
No, me too. I'd be switching positions. Anytime a guy eats a cooter in the middle of the session, he's about to come.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
And what's even more fucked up is my girlfriend listens to this podcast,
mm-hmm.
number 31 on Spotify comedy charts this morning.
What the fuck? Hey-o. Is up, guys?
And so she knows. She knows everything I say. So if I go down on her mid intercourse, she's like, "Oh, you're about to nut cool, but I'm doing this for you."
Yeah. Oh, awful. Oh yeah. This is like we're really revealing
we're
all the
snitching
secrets.
On ourselves this whole time.
The whole time. Thank God my girl doesn't listen to this. Psych.
You don't think she does?
Yes, she. I honestly, I actually don't.
Yeah, I think it's.
We don't get in fights, so I don't. Oh, well, yeah, we do, but we don't get into like. I think if she listened to this, we would have many more talks.
Really?
Yeah. But that's mainly I think why we switch positions. Is I'm about to ejaculate fast, and sometimes I'd be putting it in, and I'm like 11 pumps in. I'm like. Hold the phone.
Do you think when Nut is about to jump out, it's like seeing, you ever play Warzone? We're all jumping out of the helicopter and they're like, yeah. It's fucking time to go. Do you think they're like pumped up? Like they're built up in there?
Yes.
Like it's like the Red Bull?
Yeah.
I think like,
it's
let's
like
go.
I think it's like a t-shirt gun.
Yeah. But like, do you think the sperm in there are pumped? Or yeah. Do you think when you come too quick, they're like, whoa, yeah, what's happening? The race has already started.
Yeah. No, I think they're always ready. Dude, I think they're down there swimming. And then once we get HARD, they're like, they put on the, you know those glasses that 1940s pilots used to wear?
Yeah.
I think they put those on, they put a scarf on, and they're like, let's go.
I picture all Nut looks like minions, and that is just not the way to look at it.
No, I think that's exactly what it is, but fish minions. Like fish bass, minions. But minions. I think they have the same mentality as minions.
But I picture they all have like one little like circular like goggle on them. Like
well, your sperm for sure.
What is that?
Your sperm is stupid.
What I'm sorry, but do you have a girl that's telling you that they want you to put your nose in their cooter?
I don't.
Could you imagine going in there?
Oh.
All right. That's been enough time for me.
This is wild. This is absolutely wild.
I've been John Hancock.
Who the hell? Do you think the other guys yelled at him for signing too big?
He probably went first. And they're like,
he did. But I'm just saying. You really? Ever think like, you motherfucker. This is not that you can't just sign it all big.
Yeah.
He must have done something to really help the founding fathers. Well, is that it?
Yeah.
Are we officially out of time?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
no.
Guys, as I always say, very hack at this point, but I really want you to go onto Spotify or iTunes and rate and subscribe and review. It really helps us out in the charts and it helps us get different eyes and new eyes and grows this podcast. And it really helps us out. So definitely do that. Also, another friendly reminder about the gosh darn Patreon. You get 4 extra episodes a month that drop Friday. They are ad-free, 4 extra episodes a month for only $5. You get access to the Discord and also iconic episodes such as the Gabe interview. And we interview Trevor's girl at some point. We interviewed a girl that I had the sex with. A lot of fun. And 4 extra episodes, only $5. You go on patreon.com/stiffsockspod. And that is the episode, man. We love you guys. Thank you so much for listening and have a great night, day, or afternoon. Peace. I love you. Use Miracle Whip as a lube. Goodbye.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.